Hi, welcome to your award-winning gutter. It's Dan Austin, it's Neil Atkinson, it's me, Rob Gutman. It's business as usual, really. We're making a song and dance about this. The Reds are back in business. We're back in business. And let's reanalyse what work we expect Liverpool to do in the summer. There's some water under the bridge, I think, since we last speculated. Liverpool have won some actual football matches. We've stopped conceding goals. Midfielders have stopped being shit. Forwards are free scoring. Dan Austin, I don't know about you, but for me, suddenly the numbers game is shifting slightly. And if we go back, say, 3 weeks, a month, all the talk was root and branch upheaval, change in the summer. People go, no less than three midfielders, cases for four midfielders, new centre-backs, a full-back here, a full-back there. Maybe we haven't got the right forwards. It feels like now we might be back to tinkering around the edges. I don't know if maybe the truth is somewhere in between. What do you think?
I think there's sort of two things in play at once, in that your view of the footballers individually and as a group,
everybody's
okay. view, is affected by the psychology of just how you feel about how things are going and how much you're enjoying yourself. But I think also their actual ability is affected by how they psychologically feel about themselves. So, you know, throughout the course of the season, I think it's absolutely understandable and in many ways still the case that you would look at certain areas of the squad or just certain, like, abilities and things that you think might be missing from it. That's absolutely true. But I don't think it's ever quite been the case that, like, swathes of footballers that play for Liverpool are finished or should be called names by people who are just a bit pissed off with them for a while. I think they've demonstrated in individual games, and often really important individual games, that they're still capable of being excellent. So the City game, for example, when they won at Anfield, Liverpool, everyone was really good. Obviously Sunday is the most prime example of that.
How good was Joe Gomez that day in the Liverpool world, for example?
And James Milner played right back and was brilliant. Yeah. That doesn't mean that these players should necessarily be doing that all the time, but it does mean that I think things are not quite as binary as perhaps has been made out. Now, that certainly doesn't mean that you just shift from a position of thinking that maybe Liverpool need to sign 12 players to now Liverpool need to sign none. But I think it does mean that when, for example, the manager repeatedly says that he believes in them and things like that, he's telling the truth. That's fine. And if he believes that they need a certain amount of players that's maybe less than what people who just watch Liverpool think, then he's probably right. He'll get it wrong from time to time, and he probably did last summer, for example, but by and large he knows who Liverpool need to buy, not just as footballers but as people as well, and he fucking nails it almost every single time. So I think a lot of the things that he's probably been saying for many months, when it's been hard to see or to believe in what he's saying, you're now kind of seeing the proof of a little bit more, and I think that means that maybe people can just be a little bit calmer. Liverpool do need to and will buy multiple players in the summer, I'm sure of that.